It's DNA Day. This day marks the 55th anniversary of the day James Watson and Francis Crick published their paper describing the double helix structure of DNA. It's also the 5th anniversary of the completion of the Human Genome Project. That's the sequencing of the genes that make up human beings. And on this DNA Day, genetic scientists are celebrating something else. Senate passage of a bill to bar discrimination in employment and health insurance based on a person's DNA. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
Massachusetts Democratic Senator Edward Kennedy called the measure the first civil rights bill of the new century.
The Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act recognizes that discrimination based on a person's genetic identity is just as unacceptable as discrimination on the basis of race or religion.
But the 95-0 vote in the Senate belied a long and torturous road for the bill, and Dr. Francis Collins has been there every step of the way.
I am over the moon. After 13 years of this legislative process with just one frustration after the other, I'm almost afraid to get excited, but I am excited.
Yesterday was actually the third time the Senate has approved the bill. Two other times, in 2003 and 2005, the House failed to act. Last year, on DNA Day, in fact, the House finally did pass the bill, but then it got held up in the Senate until yesterday. Finally, says Collins, head of the National Human Genome Research Institute, the promise of the genetic research produced by his scientists can begin to be realized. Until now, people had been afraid to find out about their DNA.
That fear has been a major deterrent for research studies where people were offered the chance to find out information about their genetic risks so that we could study what kind of interventions would be valuable, and yet people have been fearful of going down that road without this reassurance that the information wasn't going to get used against them.
Other backers of the bill, like Wyoming Republican Senator Mike Enzi, see it as a way to bring down health care costs.
This will unlock a door that will allow people to get the kind of genetic testing where they can tell if something down the road might happen to them and prevent it.
But the people who are most immediately affected by the measure are those who already know they have faulty genes, people like Rebecca Fisher. She was diagnosed with breast cancer at age 31 and went on to discover she carries a gene associated with that disease and ovarian cancer as well. She's been waiting and working for this legal protection. And when it finally does get signed into law, she says it will come as a big relief.
Of all the other worries that we have when we find out we have these terrible predispositions to disease, that we don't have to add the loss of a job or loss of our insurance to that list. And that's huge, because oftentimes it isn't just us who we're concerned about. We're concerned about husbands and children and other people who might depend upon us.
Human Genome Institute Director Francis Collins says he thinks he knows why it took 13 years to get the bill passed. Congress simply isn't very good at preventive legislation, much the same way, he says, the healthcare system isn't very good at preventive medicine.
Our policy-making apparatus seems to respond to crisis. I can't tell you how many times when I was invited to a hearing on this topic, and there have been quite a lot of those over the last dozen of years, that the first question asked by the staff member was, well, can you provide us with some victims?
But Collins says it's finally becoming clear that genetic non-discrimination legislation applies not just to the Rebecca Fishers of the world, but to people who have DNA, which means everyone. The bill still needs a final routine vote in the House next week. Then it's on to President Bush, who's expected to sign it. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.